Okay. In Parashas Kedoshim, we have a whole bunch of mitzvos which exist. And one of those mitzvos, which is not talacha lemaisa, but not so lemaisa for us, is that of Arla and Netarevai, right? That Arla is the mitzvah that one plants a tree, that for the first 3 years one is not permitted to eat from that tree. And then the fourth year, Kodesh Ilum Lashem, the Pasuk tells us that on the fourth year, you need to bring those peros up to Yerushalayim and eat them there. They have a similar din of Meiser Sheni. And the Mepharshim tried to understand exactly what is the nature of such a mitzvah, what's the purpose, what are we trying to accomplish with these mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us. And if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ramban, they give more technical answers. The Sefer HaChinuch explains, for example, that maybe the idea behind that to revise to bring these fruits to Yerushalayim, so it's as if you have a moshav, a place to live in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash and the Makom HaShechina. It's a place where you live, you'll be able to learn more Torah. It's a place in order so that we could have more of an establishment in a holy place. The Ramban talks about how that idea of Netzer Avai is that we want to dedicate some of the first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bit of a karban, so to speak. It's a dedication to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the first 3 years, the reason why you're not allowed to eat it because of our love, it's because the fruit which is produced from a tree within the first 2 years aren't really worthy of offering up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I just want to share with you a very beautiful Kleyakar, very, very clever, how he understands and explains this entire structure of Arla and Netzer Avai. Just go over it one more time. With Arla, the first 3 years, one is not allowed to eat the fruit whatsoever. They're usher. And on the fourth year, you bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. You have to eat them in Yerushalayim. And on the fifth year, all the fruits are mutter to eat any way you would like. The Kleyakar explains that the idea behind Arla and Netzer Avai is all about Zecher Lemaase Bereishis. He says, if you think back to Maase Bereishis, so if we go in terms of what was created on each day of the week, so we know on the first day there was creation of Or V'Choshech, the second day HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil between the two Mayims, the Mayim in the Rakia and the Mayim down here in the world. And then on the third day, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He creates lands. He creates lands and plants. He's Mavdil between the Yam V'Yavashah. And there is when you finally have vegetation growing in the world. However, despite the fact that there is vegetation, it's only there, says the Kliyakar, in potential, but not in actuality. Why? Because in order for the land to produce the fruit, what do you need? What? What? Rain, okay, what else?
People.
Sun, excellent, yes. We go back to our biology class, a little photosynthesis. When did the Kadosh Baruch Hu create the sun and the moon? That's only on the fourth day. So says the Kliyakar, since the plants were only created on the third day, and yet didn't come into actuality until the fourth day, the first 3 years are usher, because there are no plants for the first 3 years. Similar to the first 3 days of creation. Why the fourth day? Why the fourth year we need to bring it to Yerushalayim? Kodesh Ilum Lashem. He says, because since on the fourth day there were no animals or people to benefit and eat from the land, so then the only reason why the fruits were produced was why? To give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Ilum Hashem, and that's exactly why on the fourth year we have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. It's a way in order that we can praise the Ribbono Shel Olam for that which He provided for us. And then finally, on the fifth day, when the animals are created, the fish, etc., that's where we're able to benefit from the fruits that exist there. So this is a very brilliant and beautiful Kliyakar. And what the Kliyakar is able to do, it tells us that even when a person's involved in the most mundane act of farming, and where a person could get the notion of Kol Chametz Yodi Aso Sechai Lozo, where a person could mistakenly think that it was their ability in order to produce these great fruits, nevertheless, we always hearken back to Maase Bereishis. We hearken back to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was intimately involved in our lives, that He's Mechadish Betuva V'Chol Yom Tov in Maase Bereishis, and that's something that we keep with us in every endeavor of our lives. Hopefully we'll be able to do that, not just in terms of the realm of farming, but other areas in life when we're able to accomplish, we're constantly thinking back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in that element and success in our life. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah.